We have invited already the students of Bali to come before their presentation, because we want to give you, before you do the presentation, a gift.
И ми смо веќе позвали унапред ове Балијеве нинџе да дојде пред те своја презентација, затоа што смо желели пре него што тоа направите да вам дамо еден поклон.
A gift which comes from our heart.
И тоа е поклон кој долази из нашег срца.
The temple of sound.
Храм звука.
Now before we start, I would like that all of us greet our ninjas, nasi dragi, ninja, by raising their hands in the air and chanting Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
A sada pre nego što bilo što započnemo, ja bih želao da mi pozdravimo od sveg srca naše ninđe, naše drage ninđe, tako što ćemo dići u vis naše ruke i reći ćemo
Go Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. Hari Bo. I think not even the champion in boxing has ever been greeted so nicely.
Ja mislim da čak ni šampion boksa nije nikada bio pozdravljen tako srdačno.
As maybe some of you know, the ancient spiritual warrior, the Kshatriya of India, used to take the weapon of sound.
I kao što ste možda već čuli, drevni duhovni ratnici u Indiji, kšatrije, oni su koristili oružje zvuka.
See, for our eyes, this may be firm metal, but really, from another perspective, it's vibration.
Vidite, iz naše perspektive, ovo može biti samo čvrst metal, ali ako gledamo to s jedne s druge strane, to je samo vibracija.
On a subatomic level, this is not so firm any longer.
I na jednom subatomskom nivou ovo nije više tako tvrdo, čvrsto.
It are very, very tiny particles vibrating in different frequencies.
Zato što u njemu postoje jako, jako sićušni elementi koji vibriraju na određenim frekvencijama.
If you think about this, you're now sitting on your behind on the floor and everything seems to be very stable, the floor and your behind.
Ako razmislite sad malo o tome, vi sada sedite na podu i sve izgleda jako čvrsto, i ovo na čemu sedite, a i vaš deo tela.
But on another level, it's really subatomic particles, universes apart from each other, vibrating with energy.
Ali ako dobro razmislite o tome, onda ćete shvatiti da tu postoje ti subatomski elementi koji su čitav univerzum udaljeni jedni od drugih i vibriraju na sasvim različitim frekvencijama.
If you understand the sound of or the science of vibration, you will know that certain vibrations can actually break bridges.
I ako razumete tu nauku o vibracijama, onda možete znati isto da određene vibracije mogu srušiti mostove.
You know, when soldiers walk all in the same vibration over the bridge, it goes.
Znate, na primjer, kada vojnici, kada svi idu u istom ritmu po mostu, onda od te vibracije most može da se sruši.
Because the vibration interferes with the subatomic vibration.
Zato što se ta njihova vibracija sukobljava sa vibracijom mosta.
When I was a young boy, I often saw these Hungarian Schmaltz movies where, you know, one man has vowed or charmed the girlfriend of another man.
I kada sam ja bio mlad, onda sam često video neke mađarske filmove u kojima bi se dešavalo da jedan čovjek da on očara devojku drugog čovjeka.
Yes, and then this new man sat with the woman, but the old man was so disturbed in his heart that he took a violin, and as the two were taking their glasses to toast, to drink a toast, this man went and the glasses with the wine broke.
I onda kada bi ova nova osoba sedela sa tom ženom i oni bi upravo želeli da nazdrave, držali su čašu u rukama, a ovaj raniji dečko ili taj drugi čovjek, on bi uzeo violinu i svirao bi tako visoko i onda bi njihova čaša jedan put pukla od tog zvuka.
Sound is very powerful. It can go into the structures of the matter.
I zvuk je jako moćan i on može da prodre u strukturu materije.
And so in Vedic, the Vedic warriors knew to apply the power of sound in their combats.
Tako da su vedske radnici poznavali kako da upotrebe zvuk u svojim bitkama, njegovu moć.
We know of Arjuna who sat down, touched his hand with water and spoke the sacred mantra.
I mi znamo priču o Arjuni koji je seo, koji je dodirnuo vodu svojim rukom i izgovorio je svetu mantru.
And then he made like this and a bow came and an arrow came just by the chanting of the mantra.
I onda je on digao svoje ruke i onda je doletao prvo luk, a onda je doletala i strela. Jednostavno su se pojavili iz te mantre.
Then he would take the arrow.
Onda bi on uzeo strelu.
Say another mantra.
Onda bi rekao sljedeću mantru.
And he would shoot the arrow.
I onda bi ispalio tu strelu.
But the arrow, after when it left the bow, was no longer an arrow.
Ali ta strela, kada bi napustila luk, ona je prestala da bude samo strela.
It had become a mountain.
Ona je postala planina.
And the mountain came and annihilated a whole army.
I onda je planina došla i uništila je čitavu vojsku.
This is the power of sound.
I ovo je moć zvuka.
Sound is so powerful, Damodar Prem.
Zvuk je tako moćan, Damodar Prem.
Especially if you know the power of sound and how to use it.
A specijalno ako poznaješ moć zvuka i kako možeš da ga upotrebiš.
I'm traveling all over the world now. America, Belgium, soon China, and we teach there in mantra retreats how to use the power of sound for spiritual upliftment, not for killing someone or you know, throwing a mountain on top of President Bush.
Ja trenutno putujem čitavim svetom, bio sam u Americi, u Belgiji, uskoro ću ići u Kinu i kad putujem ja onda držim seminare po čitavom svetu o mantri i o mantri koja nam može pomoći da se uzdignemo duhovno, a ne da ubijamo ljude ili da bacimo planine na čitave vojske ili u stvari da bacimo planinu na predsjednika Busha.
No, we teach mantras to purify the consciousness so that the consciousness acts like a mirror in which the image of God appears.
Ne, ono što mi radimo jeste da podučavamo druge tim mantrama tako da mogu da pročiste svoju svesnost i da onda mogu u toj svesnosti da vide Boga.
Is there someone who takes care of our youngest guests?
Jel ima nekog tu ko vodi računa o našim najmlađim gostima?
So today I want to also teach you a powerful mantra.
Danas ja želim da vas naučim jednoj moćnoj mantri.
You can show where there are playing places for children and all that. So for that I would like to make a little experiment with all of you.
I za takvo nešto ja bih želela da napravim jedan mali eksperiment sa svima vama.
I would like to bring you into the cathedral of sound.
Ja bih želeo da vas dovedem u katedralu zvuka.
Now we need for this absolutely someone who takes care that any persons who feel some discomfort, you know, that there is a peaceful atmosphere because it's a meditative process. So who can do this? That means when the child screams, you know where the child can play and all of this.
Potrebna nam je jedna osoba koja bi se sada brinula da ovdje bude mirno i tiho i koja zna gdje da uputi djecu da se igraju ako su nemirne ili kogod ima neku drugu potrebu nego da sluša.
Maharaj, we will just start. Here comes our Jayapataka Maharaj.
Sada možemo da poželimo dobrodošlicu našem Jayapataka Maharaju.
Dobrodošli, Maharaj. So we will first do our exercise, the Cathedral of Sound, and then Jayapataka Maharaj will kidnap all of us and bring us to India.
Sada ćemo prvo napraviti našu prezentaciju koja se zove Katedrala zvuka, a onda će nas naš Jayapataka Maharaj ukrasti, okidnapovati i odvesti će nas u Indiju.
I first of all request all of you to sit straight. You should have the spine straight. You can almost feel that there is like a rope on your head and pulls you up a little bit.
I sada bih vas sve zamolio da sednete uspravno i možete gotovo osjetiti kako vas jedan konop vuče ovdje za glavu i drži vas uspravnim.
Yogis know that when you sit properly, when the spine is straight, then the energy can flow very nicely and you can be very alert and concentrated.
I jogi znaju da kada sedite uspravno, onda je energija slobodna da teče i onda možete biti jako pažljivi i usredsređeni.
And when you are comfortable, please close your eyes.
I kada vam to bude odgovaralo, molimo vas da zatvorite oči.
We absolutely need someone outside who tells our devotees to be silent for this. So who will do this? Vedanane, you just go lovingly to everyone who do you and tell them shh. You will now learn something about the power of sound.
Sada ćete naučiti nešto o moći zvuka.
Please start by concentrating on your breathing.
Molimo vas da započnete tako što ćete se skoncentrisati na svoje disanje.
Breathe in and out.
Udahnite i izdahnite.
Through the nose.
Kroz nos.
Just watch your breath as it comes in and out of your body.
I samo posmatrajte vazduh kako ulazi u vaše telo i kako izlazi iz njega.
Breath is your best friend.
I vaše disanje je vaš najbolji prijatelj.
It's a friend you cannot do without.
To je prijatelj bez koga vi ne možete.
When the breath leaves your body, you are forced to leave the body.
I kada taj vazduh napusti vaše telo, onda ste primorani da i vi napustite vaše telo.
Because breath is so essential to us, the breath is identified as God. Pranosmi, I am prana, says Krishna.
Zato što je taj vazduh od suštinske važnosti za nas i on je jednak Bogu, sam Bog kaže, ja sam prana.
Slowly deepen your breath.
Polako produbite svoje disanje.
Now whenever you breathe out, feel as if you're giving the whole weight of your body to the gravitation.
A sada, dok izdišete, osjetite kako dajete potpunu veru osjećaju gravitacije.
Our purpose is to be very alert.
I mi sada želimo da budemo potpuno pažljivi.
Whenever we breathe out, we give our body to the gravitation.
I kad god izdišemo, mi predajemo svoje telo gravitaciji.
Feel the weight of your body.
Osjetite težinu svog tela.
Now give your right leg to the gravitation.
A sada dajte svoju desnu nogu gravitaciji.
You don't need to carry your leg any longer.
Ne morate više da nosite tu svoju nogu.
Just relax it totally.
Samo je opustite potpuno.
Do the same with your left leg.
Sada učinite isto sa svojom levom nogom.
Just let it fall.
Samo je pustite da padne.
And while keeping your body hanging on your skeleton, give the trunk of your body to the feeling of weight.
I dok dopuštate vašem telu da visi na vašem skeletu, pustite svoje telo, svoj trup da padne.
Especially your shoulders.
I specijalno vaše ramena.
Oh, you all have so hard shoulders.
Svi vi imate tako ukočena ramena.
Just hang everything, hang your whole body like you would do so with a hanger, huh? When you have a hanger where you hang your shirt, you just put your body there.
I samo pustite svoje telo, upravo kao što na vešalicu stavljate odeću, isto tako uradite sa svojim telom.
Now we will do a powerful exercise with sound.
A sada napravit ćemo jednu moćnu vežbu sa zvukom.
Our goal is that the sound goes through all of our body.
Naš cilj jeste da zvuk prođe kroz naše čitavo telo.
An ocean of sound.
Okean zvuk.
And we will go into this ocean.
I mi ćemo ući u taj okean.
I will one time chant one mantra alone.
Ja ću jednom otpevati jednu mantru sam.
And then we will do it all together.
A onda ćemo to uraditi svi zajedno.
When you hear my signal, then you start, huh?
I kada čujete moj signal, onda i vi započnite.
Ra. Yosh. we concentrate on the area of the heart.
A sada ćemo se skoncentrisati na područje srca.
And again we will chant Ram. One time I do it alone, the next time with you.
I onda ćemo opet pevati Ram. Prvi put ću to ja uraditi sam, a onda ćemo svi zajedno.
Mantra while concentrating on the upper part of our skull.
A sada ćemo pevati istu mantru dok se u isto vreme koncentrišemo na gornji deo naše glave.
There where the fontanella is.
Ovde gde se nalazi fontanela.
Ra mantra and we chant it while fixing our attention into the area of the heart.
A sada ćemo započeti sa jednom veoma moćnom mantrom i to radimo dok se skoncentrišemo na predeo srca.
It has four or three recognizable syllables.
I ova mantra, ovaj zvuk ima tri ili četiri prepoznatljiva dela.
I will chant it one time alone.
Ja ću prvo otpevati jednom sam.
And when you hear your signal, it's time for all of us to enter this mantra.
A onda kada čujete signal, onda je to znak da svi zajedno uđemo u ovu mantru.
While you chant it, you can meditate that a golden color enters the area of your heart.
I dok je pevate, možete meditirati kako zlatna boja ulazi u vaše srce.
A golden person with a golden effulgence.
Zlatna osoba zlatnog sjaja.
Okay. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga,
Gauranga.
And for the end, we will now chant this mantra with more strings.
A za kraj, mi ćemo mantrati, pevati ovu mantru sa više snage.
We will try to give our inner energy, that is the energy of the heart, into chanting this mantra.
Mi ćemo pokušati da damo svoju unutrašnju energiju, energiju svog srca, u pevanje ove mantre.
I will do it one time alone, and then we will do it together.
Ja ću to prvo uraditi jednom sam, a onda ćemo svi zajedno.
Gauranga, Gauranga,
Yosh,
Gauranga, 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 Gauranga,
Yosh,
Gauranga, Yosh, Gauranga, Yosh, Gauranga, Yosh, Gauranga.
Now just sit for a moment and let the sound vibration, which was all over you, circulate a little bit more.
Sada samo sedite mirno i da pustite toj vibraciji zvuka da jednostavno kruži po vama.
And now take both of your hands and rub them.
Sada uzmite svoje dlanove, protrljajte ih.
And put them to the eyes.
Stavite ih na svoje oči.
And then slowly take them away from your eyes and look into their hands as if you see them for the first time.
I onda polako udaljavajte svoje dlanove od očiju i gledajte u njih kao da ih vidite po prvi put.
You have just now experienced the power, something, some small of the power of sound.
I upravo ste iskusili samo jedan mali delić.
Mali.
Moći zvuka.
Malitski. There is an ocean of information in the Vedic scriptures about this.
Postoji okean informacija u vedskim spisima o ovome.
It is amazing what people report when they chant these sacred mantras.
I zapanjujuće šta sve ljudi kažu, šta im se dešava kada pevaju ove svete mantre.
One person chanted Gauranga in an accident, which almost, you know, frontal crash with another car, 120 kilometers an hour.
I jedna osoba, ona je pevala ovu mantru Gauranga, uzviknula je to kada se sudarila sa drugim kolima pri brzini od 120 km na sat.
Gauranga! Then he thought, bang, he would be gone.
I onda je mislio, kras i nema me više.
But he reported, it was as if a power took him out of the car, shup, out of the front window, and put him on the side of the autobahn, and then the two cars crashed.
Ali onda se desilo da ga je moć tog zvuka iznala kroz prednji, kroz ovaj prednji deo na kolima i stavila, kroz šofer šarmu, i stavila ga je na deo pored autoputa, a kola su se sudarila.
Our Jaipataka Swami, who is sitting next to me, travels all over the world and introduces large communities, spiritual communities, to chant this mantra, Gauranga. He's known also as the Gauranga Swami.
I naš Jaipataka Maharaj, on putuje po čitavom svetu i upoznaje čitave zajednice ljudi sa ovom mantrom, tako da on poznat kao Gauranga Swami.
And many people, when they chant this mantra, feel as if a divine personality enters into their hearts.
I mnoge osobe kada pevaju ovu mantru imaju osjećaj da božanska ličnost ulazi u njihovo srce.
My dear ninjas, my dear friends and my dear skeptics.
Moji dragi ninja, moji dragi prijatelji, moji dragi skeptici.
This mantra is so powerful.
Ova mantra je tako moćna.
If you can learn this, wow. It's amazing what will happen in your life.
Ako možete naučiti, nemoguće je, nezamislivo je šta se sve može desiti u vašim životima.
We all in our community, the Hare Krishna people, we chant this mantra, but mainly the Hare Krishna Maha mantra.
I mi u našim Hare Krishna zajednicama mi mantramo i ovu mantru, ali uglavnom mantramo Hare Krishna mantru.
And there are two types of Hare Krishna devotees, some who don't understand the science of the mantra, but others who understand it, and they are in the majority.
I postoje dve vrste bhakta, oni koji ne razumeju moć mantre, i postoje oni koji čine većinu i koji razumeju tu moć.
And those who practice this mantra with full understanding, they experience tremendous changes in their lives, becoming free from you know, that these unnecessary material desires which pull us towards material life.
I onda koji praktikuju ovu mantru sa potpunim razumevanjem, oni mogu primetiti nevjerovatne promjene u svojim životima. Mogu vidjeti kako postaju slobodni od nepotrebnih materijalnih želja koje nas inače razdiru.
And they actually feel a divine feeling of love for God in their heart, which becomes stronger and stronger as the years go by.
I oni također osjećaju božansku ljubav u srcu prema Bogu, koja postaje sve jača i jača kako godine prolaze.
In the future, it is my hope that Bali Sadachar, the Otac, will arrange a mantra workshop with all his ninja students, and I would be very happy to teach you some of the more advanced techniques.
I ja se nadam da će u budućnosti naš Bali Sadačar i naš novi otac,
yes.
Da će on organizovati jednu mantra radionicu i da će dovesti svoje ninže, i onda ću vam ja reći nešto malo naprednijim tehnikama mantri.
But for now we want to hear from our Jaipataka Maharaj, who is a resident of spiritual India, Mayapur Dham, I heard he has some very nice upadesh, some very nice information for you.
Ali sada ono što ćemo uraditi, čućemo nešto od Jaipataka Maharaj, koji ima za nas predivne informacije o svetom mestu.
I request you all that you greet our Jaipataka Maharaj just like we greeted all of you, by raising your ruka, your hands, and calling out very loud, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo!
Go! Go! Gauranga!
Gauranga!